AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Ten Commandments must be displayed in Louisiana classrooms under a new requirement signed into law today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Louisiana has become the first state requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill into law. The legislation, drafted by Republicans, calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in easily readable font, be displayed in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning there could be lawsuits. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. The displays must be in place in classrooms by the start of 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
One of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's police bodyguards has been arrested over alleged bets on the date of Britain's national election before it was announced. The Metropolitan Police Force said that a constable in the Royalty and Specialist Protection Command was arrested on Monday on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Sunak announced on May 22nd that an election for Parliament would be held on the 4th of July. The date had been a closely guarded secret. AP correspondent Raphael Wober reports, questions remain about whether Pyongyang is providing Moscow with badly needed munitions for its war.
All the concerns of recent months about whether North Korea is providing weapons to Russia to fight in Ukraine have come to a head. Up till now, North Korea denies this, but this occasion has provided another opportunity for North Korea to express its firm support for Putin's policies against his neighbor Ukraine.
A Russian state news agency says President Putin arrived in Vietnam for a visit to straighten ties with its longtime partner. This is AP News. The Copa America could mark Lionel Messi's final chapter with Argentina's national soccer team. The World Cup winner will turn 37 during the tournament in the United States. Messi has not set a date for his retirement and has kept the door open to playing in a sixth World Cup in 2026 to defend his title from Qatar. The highest paid coach in NBA history has been fired after only one season. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Detroit Pistons have fired coach Monty Williams after just one season that ended with an NBA worst 14-68 record. Last season was the first in what was a six-year, $78.5 million contract for Williams, one that at the time was the richest ever given to an NBA coach. At one point, the Pistons had a 28-game losing streak. It was the longest ever in a single season in NBA history and tied for the longest ever when factoring in multiple seasons. The 52-year-old Williams owns a lifetime coaching record of 381-404. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.